Radio student is the biggest guacamole, and I love it. RS, 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 vagina on big screen. I like munchies. 89.3 megahertz. RS, RS, SS, radio student, super.
Kai Pa, Universa.
Samoorganizirana šola za samoorganizacijo. V sodobnem sistemu globalnega kapitalizma je postala naša edina stalnica zmanjševanje nivoja pravic in dostopa dobrin na vseh nivojih. Vse več ljudi je odrinjenih na rob, potisnjenih v revščino, sistemsko marginalizacijo ali tudi kriminalizacijo. V luči krize in varčevalnih ukrepov se vsi ti procesi le še stopnjujejo po pospešenem postopku. Poleg stalnice konfrontacijskih reakcioniranih uporov s poskusi zaviranja teh procesov pa smo priča tudi vzniku mnogih inicijativ, ki so usmerjene v raziskovanje in gradnjo alternative obstoječemu sistemu. To lahko počnejo zgolj in samo v avtonomnih prostorih. Prostorih, kjer obstaja popolna svoboda ustvarjalnosti v iskanju rešitev za prepoznane potrebe, neobremenjene z obstoječim, usiljenim načinom delovanja in odnosov, ki ga to predpostavlja. Eno takih inicijativ smo spoznali na letošnji mednarodni konferenci No Border Camp v Solunu. Gre za novo nastalo inicijativo Samoorganizirane šole za celostno sodelovanje. Projekt nam je predstavila članica inicijative Kristina.
It is a self-organized project. It is difficult to only speak about the project itself because it is linked in a wider effort. Our group, the focus of the group is to build a different, an alternative economy, a different society based on horizontal relationships, quality, an economy that would make people happy, we could say. And also community networking and collaboration. And for that reason, we are involved in various projects that are all linked, but also they are independent and they have their separate assemblies. So this school project is one of those, is one of these projects. And we want to for people to share the skills and the knowledge that would help them build their own cooperative, collaborative initiatives to build a different society and a different economy. In Greece and in Thessaloniki, there has been an emergence of such initiatives in the last few years as a response to the economic crisis. So there's a lot of people interested in being involved in those kinds of things. And it would be really nice to have an alternative school that would promote such a thinking, because I have studied economics, and the formal universities or the formal education system doesn't recognize that. It only sees mainstream economics and usually neoliberal theories, which is really bad. We need to understand that there could be another way, there could be a different society.
Zanimalo nas je ozadje projekta oziroma kakšen je bil proces, ki je pripeljal do vznika in konkretizacije te inicijative.
It started from a group of people that are interested in those processes and in solidarity or alternative economy. And then there was a presentation from people from Spain, from Catalonia, about the integral cooperative in Catalonia. So we thought that the projects that they have built there and the way they link themselves creating a whole economy. Sounds really, really interesting. And we thought that we would like to start a similar effort here in Thessaloniki. So together with those people, in collaboration with them, we started having discussions and meetings. And through these discussions, at some point, we decided to meet people from other places in Greece also that share the same concerns. And they have already started similar processes in other places, like to build integral cooperatives in Crete and Athens. And then we met all together. That was in May. And then after that, we started building more concrete ideas for the project. And then the idea for the school was formulated more in a more specific way. And we started having assemblies that are specifically for that project. And we are now still at the beginning, but we hope to start. We have run some presentations and workshops during the summer as a summer school project. And we hope to start regularly from September.
Iniciativa je sveža in je tako še vedno v procesu oblikovanja. Vsebina in strukturne ideje se tako še vedno zbirajo iz mnogoterih mednarodnih virov in pobud. Vseeno ni vse prepuščeno na ključju, saj so si postavili zelo jasen cilj oziroma agendo namena izobraževalne platforme.
It could be quite wide, but the goal would be to support this kind of transition to an alternative solidarity and cooperative economy. So, but that could be skills from language classes for refugees, for example, or for Greek people wanting to work in collaborative projects with refugees. So it could be Arabic, it could be Greek, English, anything. It could be more political or more theoretical topics, such as alternative economy workshops, degrowth workshops, workshops about the commons, about P2P, peer-to-peer economy, communal economics. Or it could be specific skill sharing, for example, how to build a cooperative, how to grow vegetables in a permaculture way, for example, for people willing to create their own cooperative projects of producing vegetables. It could be crafts building, such as making jewelry or making bags from reusable materials, because some refugees are also involved in projects like that. It could be video making skills in order to document efforts that are being made. So it could be really general topics that are all linked in that more general goal to build a different kind of economic and social organization, an alternative.
Glede na to, da želijo v šoli promovirati horizontalnost odnosov kot vrednoto, nas je zanimalo, kako bodo to udejanjili tudi v praksi, v sami šoli. Zanimalo nas je torej, kakšne pedagoške pristope oziroma forme izmenjave znanj bodo spodbujali v sklopu samoorganizirane šole.
This is a very important issue because usually education structures are built like that, and because we are so much used to that model, it's not so easy to deconstruct it in a way. But I think we could use different ways of structuring workshops, for example, or knowledge sharing, and it would be nice to experiment with a variety of structures. For example, it could be interactive workshops based on discussions for example, what I do with my workshops, I usually don't like to give answers and I like to ask questions all the time. So to let participants provide the answers for themselves, and just then maybe I can find some links from those inputs from the participants. Or use multimedial materials such as documentaries to stimulate critical thinking. I think that is the main point. Then you can have other kinds of structures such as storytelling or story sharing. We thought, for example, that it would be nice to provide a space for refugees and locals to share their stories of traveling or their struggles, or create a human library project with people discussing with each other in a more informal base and learning from each other. So it could be all different kinds. Also, we are happy for people to share ideas about how this can happen, because maybe there is something that we haven't thought about.
Šola bo lokacijsko decentralizirana, torej ideja ne bo manifestirana v infrastrukturni materializaciji v smislu prostora. Predavanja in delavnice se bodo dogajala po različnih osvobojenih avtonomnih prostorih v Solunu, kot tudi drugod na terenu. Naprimer, izobraževanje o industrijski proizvodnji bodo izvedli v tovarni VioMe, ki so jo v samoupravljanje zavzeli tamkajšnji delavci. Samoorganizirana šola se bo jezikovno prilagajala glede na potrebe znanja željnih.
I think most of it will be in English, okay. Because also our group is international and all our assemblies are in English. But we'll have to see if there is a need for some people to, if like there is a class with only Greek people, or the idea of course is to mix people and have locals working together with refugees and solidarity from other countries. So I think it will mainly be English. But we'll have to see, maybe we can have some classes also in Arabic with refugees themselves, facilitating classes for other refugees. It could be anything, I guess, depending on the needs.
Kljub odprtosti za mnogotere vsebine je velik poudarek inicijatorjev na produkciji, akumulaciji in manifestaciji znanja alternativne ekonomije. Zato nas je zanimalo, kakšne interne ekonomske dinamike se bodo posluževali v inicijativi samoorganizirane šole.
That is another important issue, whether initiatives like that can be economically self-sustained, because the idea also is to create an alternative economy that provides a true and sustainable alternative to the capitalist economic system. So we would love if the initiatives could be self-sustained economically at some point, and also if some of the people could be paid for some of the contributions. But at the beginning it would all be voluntary. Of course participants, the idea is for participants to have the workshops for free all the time. That's very important, because knowledge is a basic good for everyone. That should be equally shared. But we'll have to see whether perhaps we could link some of the cooperative initiatives or use some crowdfunding maybe, see how this could be funded in the future in order to become more permanent and more sustainable.
Glede na to, da smo inicijativo spoznali na letošnjem No Border Campu, nas je zanimalo, kako bodo v svoj projekt vključili migransko populacijo, ki je trenutno ena najbolj marginaliziranih skupin v skupnosti.
It is an initiative that of course we want and we believe that it would be very useful for refugees as well, because especially refugees are excluded from the education system at the moment, and also from the economic system and from the market, from the job market. So it is really important right now with the new period that starts, and refugees, a lot of them are going to stay in Greece for a long time or maybe forever, to try and sit all together and find solutions for their lives and for our lives, because we go through similar problems of not having jobs. So the school in a way links, because it will help them to acquire the skills for them to build their own cooperative initiatives that can be self-organized and be outside the official capitalist job market. So there is a lot of refugees that actually already self-organize, and they create food collectives, they create collectives where they make things like bags or jewelry. So that could be a process that could be expanded to more refugees, or more skills can be learned, and then they can use those skills to make their own collective, sell things, and try to become independent financially and self-sustained. And then this also links to the other initiative that we presented, which is Freedom Co-op, because in some cases some of them could need a legal protection or a legal umbrella for their activities to be able to make legal transactions with clients or customers or people from other countries. So in this way, people that get the skills from the school and then want to build their own cooperative projects, they can use Freedom Co-op as a legal tool to make legal transactions and give invoices to people they want to have exchanges with.
Za konec nas je Kristina pozvala k snovanju podobnih inicijativ v naših lokalnih okoljih ter k sodelovanju pri izmenjavi znanj in izkušenj v njihovem mednarodno zasnovanem projektu.
Well, perhaps to invite people to contribute, they can log on to openkey.net, or if they want to still keep being informed about the project, they can send an email to school@cooperativas.gr, and they can be included in the mailing list, so then they can continue to be updated about the project.
Intervju je pripravila Maruša G.
A snimate? Meni zadošča, da bi padla kaka opeka študentu na glavo, pa bi, ne glede na to, sem dekan ali ne, bil hud in žalosten. Zdaj me je predvsem strah. Tako jutro se vprašam, ali se ni po noči zgodilo kaj takega, kar strahom pričakujem. To lahko imenujete kakorkoli hočete, toda zdaj to občutim tako. Nobenega drugega interesa zaenkrat ne vidim.